Blog Talk Radio.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard.
Morning, good morning.
Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
I know.
morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Monday with your empowered and positive host, Emma Isuke. So this morning, I was asked to go live because last week I went live on Facebook. But they put me on Facebook jail. So I ended up having to be to go to Instagram. So if you're not following me, make sure you follow me on Instagram, Emma E2K. And I'm live on there. So if you go on live on the IG on my Instagram, you will see me live. For those that want to see me live, I don't know why you want to see me live so early in the morning, but hey, okay, whatever, you know. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for logging in. I see those that are on the check-in. How you doing, India? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Juan. Good morning. Good morning, Alex. Good morning. Good morning, those that are logging in on the IG. Good morning, those that are listening through either lustradioonline.net or whichever way that you're able to tune in and listen to this morning's show. It's Motivational Mondays. You're logged into lustradioonline.net. Good morning, good morning, people. Good morning. So it's Monday. We got here. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We got here. Another Monday to make wrong things right, right? Another Monday. I feel double blessed on Mondays. A lot of people that don't like Mondays, and hey, you know, it's their prerogative. But to me, Mondays, I feel double, it's like a double blessing on Mondays. It's the beginning of the week, right? It's the beginning to another opportunity, right? You woke up, right? That's a blessing in itself that we're up and we're up and we're rising, right? Good morning, everybody logging in. Good morning, Peace King. Good morning, good morning. Is that my people? Yes, it is. Ezra? Good morning, Ezra. Good morning, Motivational Mondays. So I'm live on the radio, and people have requested for me to go live where they can see me. Usually I used to do these shows and not really worry about what I look like because it was only about my voice. But for whatever reason, people keep requesting that they want to see me as well. So if you're listening, so if you're listening, good morning. God bless you and your family. So if you're listening, you can also, if you want to see what I look like, right? I don't know why I don't see what I look like, but you can log in live on my IG at MAE2K Facebook. Put me on Facebook jail. I don't know why. But I only went live last Monday, so I don't know. So I guess they had a problem with that. Anyway, it's a double blessing. It's Monday. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for allowing all of us to be here at this moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you for whatever it is that you went through this week. Here's another opportunity. Again, I said to make wrong things right. Right, I love Mondays. I love waking up on Mondays. It's like a reminder, like, yes, back to the grind, right? Oh, I forgot, Pastor Christopher don't like me to use the word grind, but, you know, back to reality, back to life. It's like beginning again, right? Working for that check on Friday. Good morning, Real Man Vision. Good morning. Peace. Peace, King. Yes. So we all need motivation, inspiration, you know, we all need that, right? So, right, Motivation Monday, welcome 2018. So I'm welcoming 2018 with that oomph, with that, okay, so I'm cross working things out because I'm doing radio live and I'm doing IG live. So bear with me, rock out with me. I'm going to go into music in a minute. I just wanted to welcome everybody. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your support. What I wanted to talk about today was something that I was already talking about last week, which was empowering our boys, empowering our men to be leaders, right? I was talking about that, and a lot of people hit me on the inbox and were, you know, and we kind of dialogued back and forth, and I think that a little bit more discussion needs to be put on that. Good morning, Chips, all. Good morning. Welcome. Motivational Mondays with your empowered host, Emma E. Pace. So I'm live on the radio, and I'm also live on IG. So I'm feeding two audiences. welcome, welcome, if you're here for the first time. And welcome, welcome, if you've been following the show for the last 5 years. So last week I was discussing, I was talking about how us women, and even us men, need to be raising our boys to be leaders as opposed to men, right? So we teach them, oh, be men, be strong, carry weight, you know, like all this emphasis on their strength, on their physical strength. But we don't emphasize on their mental, on their spiritual strength, right? So the man is called here to be a leader, to lead his family, right? To provide for his family, right? So a leader becomes a team player as well. Because when you're leading, you have to make sure that those that are leading are kind of following you, right? Are kind of trusting you. And if somebody only trusts you, if you tell somebody to help me with this or do that, and they see you doing it as well, they're not going to trust you too much if you say, oh, do this, do that, but they're doing something else, right? So we have to teach leadership to our men so they can be able to lead our women, lead our queens the way it's supposed to be, right, the way they're supposed to be led. And at that point, they will be submissive. But what happens is men, boys, you know, they take the word leader and it's like, oh, I'm leader. I'm supposed to lead you. You gotta do what I say. And that's not what leadership is about. Leadership is not about you do what you say. Leadership is about watch what I do and follow me. You see the difference? Watch what I do and follow me. That's a correct leader, you know. Not, oh, do this because I say, because I'm man. Ooh. No. Watch what I do. Watch the great example that I give you, and then follow me. I'm asking you to follow me, right? Us women want to see the God in our men, right? We want to know that we're being led right. We want to know and comfortable and be assured that if we close our eyes, we're not being led down a ditch. You know, I'm going to speak for myself. I'm not even going to speak for all women. I'm going to speak for me. If I'm in a relationship and I'm entrusting myself, my family, my children to a man that I've decided to, to follow because he's leading, I want to be 100%, not one doubt, 100% that I can close my eyes and he ain't going to lead me and my children down a ditch. I'm sorry. I mean, it is what it is, right? So great leadership has to do with watch what I'm doing and then follow me. Copy me. Implement me, right? When you're doing the right thing. Not, oh, I am man. I said do this, do that. Or get up and go to work, babe, because I got to turn off the lights and go back to sleep. Pause. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. You know, you want to lead, then you step up in that leadership role. You know what I mean? So, yeah. If you know, let me know if you agree with me. Is it me just thinking these thoughts or do you agree? You know, or do you agree? So I'm going into music, and I'll be right back. So those in IG, we could continue to talk. And those listening through LushRadioOnline.net or in their other devices will be listening to music. So we'll be right back. I'm going to give you some Roy Tosh right now. Let's find some Roy Tosh and some Benja. Shout out to Roy Tosh and Benja. These are two artists that I really admire and respect. Why can't I find the song now? Because I'm looking for it, right? Okay, here we go. I found it. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to see some Roy Tosh, Take Me Back featuring Benja.
Wanna take me back now? Please tell me why you do it, do it. This just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now? Cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time. Still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you fill with truth. Love's amazing, grace is saving. I live for you.
On their back now, so about to fly, 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 cause my God hold me down now, feeling like my roots deep, in the midst of these winds, but I won't break, nah, my God never changed, even when I'm down, he is faithful to remain, when I'm feeling pain, yes, confident now, in his love so secure, crying out for more, Lord I'm letting go, I'm giving you control, you're calling me to grow, even though it hurts sometimes I know you make me whole, you're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go, I'm on that overflow, never low, riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable, try and shake me but you'll never separate me, no,
why do you love me?
Whenever there's nowhere to turn, that's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch tap, I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right, lit up like a nightlight, ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these phones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of when I ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love. You've got my heart, Lord. You want me with your love. You've got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love.
Good morning, good morning. Motivation of Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.net. We're live, both on the radio, and we're live as well on the IG on Emma E2K. So those that are listening through through either the website or whichever way you get in through to listen to LushRadioOnline.net, we're here live. We're also on Blog Talk Radio. And you, if you get to Blog Talk Radio, that's Lush Radio Online. So welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning. So before I was rudely interrupted, before I went to music, right, I was discussing about, you know, us, not only the women, but men too, raising their voice, how to be leaders as opposed to And I was waiting for your feedback, you know, like, am I right? Am I wrong? You know, do your thoughts match my thoughts this morning? Because last week I was discussing that. And a lot of people then during the week had hit me up and had, you know, wanted to get into conversation and all that. And were like, you know, you're right. We need to talk about that a little more. So that's what I'm doing. I'm talking about it a little more. And I'm, you know, bringing the topic up to you guys. Like, what do you think about that? You know, am I right? You know, is it more important to teach our children how to be strong in the physical sense and not teach them how to be strong spiritually, emotionally, mentally? You know, especially when it comes to the boys, is this thing like, oh, you have to know how to pick up weights and be so strong and, you know, and so masculine. And then they, with that same mentality, they want to then lead their family. And that's when everything goes wrong, because you don't lead by aggression. You lead with love, you know. You don't lead by telling people what to do. You actually do it, and then you tell people, follow me, you know. So I think we have forgotten how to teach our children, more so the boys, you know, on leadership and how they should be leading. I've always told my son, and my son is on the IG Live, I've always told my son that, although he can have a great woman and she do everything or whatever, he still has to play his leadership role. The man is to lead, and not leading by telling her, oh, do this, you got to do that, and whatever, but by showing her, look, babe, I'm doing this as well. Join me, follow me. Let's do it together. Let's be a team. You know, let's get up and make this happen. That's how you lead. And once you do that, the woman doesn't have a problem being submissive. You know, your queen will be submissive on GP. It's like, what? He's getting up and washing the dishes and doing things. Like, how can you be like, oh, I ain't doing that. I ain't following you to do that. No, you know. So it's a partnership, right? And men have to, you know, step up and lead. But mothers, we have to teach our boys, like, hey, come on, you got to get up and lead. You can't just be okay with sitting down and playing, you know, a video games all day while your woman is out working or going to school or taking care of the kids or whatever it is she's doing. You know, no, you do it together. Hey, let's do this. Or while you do this, I'm going to do that. Let me show you what I'm doing, and then you can do that and follow up. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I making any sense to y'all? Like, let me know. Give me some feedback, because I'm, you know, with some feedback, I can be able to, okay, here we go. Ezra, let's go. I knew you were on it. So that's good. My dad and I talked about something about a man's sensitivity. You're not manly if you are sensitive. Sensitivity is a character of love. Not that can't take common sensitivity. Sensitivity, right? Okay, yeah, all right. So that's my point. Well, one of my points, anyway. But you know what I'm talking about, Ezra. You know what I'm talking about, because, you know, we're Christ followers, right? We especially know because it's in the Bible, right? The man was put here to lead. But what happens is a lot of, even some godly brothers too, will take that and be like, oh, well, in the Bible it says that I shall lead, and you should do everything that I say. That's not what God meant. That's not what God meant at all. You know, God meant to put the man there to lead, to be an example, not just to be like, hey, do this, do that, do that, and I ain't going to do absolutely nothing. No, it's let me step up, let me show you this is what I'm doing, we're going this direction. As the leader of the family and the provider, right? I'm going to, yeah, I'm going to make this decision for our family because it's for the best of our family. Because I'm stepping up first, and I'm doing this, and we're going to church because I'm going to church. Now it's like, oh, heck, Dad, go to church, and I'm going to stay here because today I'm tired. No. So we got to learn how to teach our boys to be better leaders, right? Because what happens is for the last 15, probably 20 years, I want to say now, you know, maybe more 15, the woman is the one that's head of household now, right? Because what's happening to our men? They're getting imprisoned. Their addiction is taking over. Whatever they're fighting with, their demons. The demons have a chokehold on them, and leave the woman alone to raise these boys, these future queens and these future kings and all that, right? And we try to do the best that we could, but how do you teach a boy to be, you know, to be leaders when supposedly the men, you know, his peers and his, the idols that are in front of him don't lead, but just, hey, do this, do that, right? They're not the ones at the forefront, like, hey, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to leave my family. I'm going to provide for my family. Exactly, Ezra. Yeah, we're not I Turner. Yeah. And sometimes I Turner. Like, okay, I'm going to do this, and you better follow along. And if you don't follow along, you know, I get the right to whack you. No. The yoke unbelievers, says India. Good morning, DM Luxury. Good morning. So this is Motivational Mondays, right? And the show is about, of course, motivating. But I feel that this is motivation. Talking about this topic here is motivation. Because if you haven't thought about it before, then this is a seed that we're planting right now. This is a seed that we're planting. If you thought about it before, never did nothing about it, maybe now you will. You know, maybe now you'll be careful, more careful how you speak and how you speak life into your boys, into your men, right? Into your teenagers. How you speak life into them. So they can be better leaders, right? And they can be able to be in healthy relationships. They can be in healthy marriages, right? Because now people get married and you'll be surprised at the last 2 years. I mean, two good solid years, you know what I mean? And that's not good. So we have to pray for our marriages. We have to pray for our boys. We have to pray for our men. I know too many single women. I shouldn't know that many single women. But I do because of the lack of leadership that the men have. Yeah, no wonder the divorce rate goes out. Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted the music go up, yeah. I meant that too, and I read it just the way you wrote it. But I get what you're saying. I'm going to go into music. I'll be right back. IG, I'll stay with you. Those that are listening live from RushRadioOnline.net, we'll hear some music, and I'll be right back.
This isn't easy for me to admit. I got a fire inside and some words I know I can't keep in. I see faith turning into a show of Sundays and sermons and words getting caught in the flow. Oh, but we got real pain and real fear thirsting for the trying of our real tears is not satisfying. Washed in hell. I am anymore. Ain't it true that though there was time, I don't need no stranger to be washed in his blood. I don't need no perfect, put together pretty words to be enough. No, I want Jesus and his real love. Something that I'm crazy inside.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban D, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, when I see your face.
Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, Romans 6:4 in action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and men that step up to be spiritual leaders, go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats achieving. Watch families find reconciliation where healing and forgiveness replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face.
Work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure that goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day.
Started with Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan, traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lies that crumble. Churches that stumble, a world that fumbles, brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal. Now humble beats go and re-heal.
Motivation of Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. So I'm on live on LustRadioOnline.net. I'm also live through my IG, Emma E2K. Thank you for following me. Those that want to call in, the number is 213-943-3705. It's also my Facebook. If you follow me on my Facebook, it's posted there. But the number is 213-943-3705. Please call in and chime in on the topic. Ezra, call on in. Call in. Yes, that grad. Well, I hear you. I hear you. It's nothing like, you know, being among other stars, right? Us being stars already and just walking in among other stars. You know what I mean? yeah, so that's an experience with the Grammys and the award show, all the award shows. It's an experience. It's not as glamorous as people show on TV, you know, what people see on TV, though, right? It surely is not. It's like a whole bunch of other stuff that goes up in there. But, yeah, it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience and something good. So, Ezra, call in 213-943-3705. And let's – so what I'm talking about, and maybe you can chime in here. What I'm talking about is mothers, women and men, teaching their boys how to be leaders as opposed to teaching them how to be a man, you know. So our boys, we toughen them up, right? And we, you know, they can take it. He's a man. He's a man. He's a man. And we don't forget that what we pour into this boy, what we pour into this teenager, right, he becomes this man that feels that that's the same way he needs to be in order to get his point across. And this is where domestic violence and all that is birthed, right? From someone pouring into negatively into a boy, telling him he has to be a man, as opposed to teaching him he has to be a leader and lovingly lead his family, not just aggressively because he's a man. And he yells and he shouts and he can hit harder, you know, gives him the power to say, okay, you do what I tell you to do because I'm man and it's in the Bible, you know. So I just want to motivate mothers and fathers, you know. Stop telling these boys they're men when they're 3 and 4 years old. Stop telling these boys, you know, that they're the man of the house and they're only five. That's too much pressure, man. Let's teach them how to become leaders. I'm going to go into my phone line. My phone lines are starting to pop up. We're going with the first one. 917, good morning, y'all. We're M-A-2-K, peace. 917, good morning. 917, good morning. Okay, before I go to my phone lines, I'm going to read what my son put on IG. To your children is very important because it sets the standard to help them filter out society's expectations and stereotypes, not only filter out, but to base their decisions. Ooh, that's my child. That's my child. okay, Ezra. On honest morals and truth. Come on now. 646, good morning, y'all. The M-A-2-K, good morning. 646, good morning.
Good morning, sis. How you doing, baby?
I'm fabulous. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous, too, baby. Ready
yes.
to give thanks to the Lord for today and every day I get up. And I know I'm giving praise
yes.
to the Lord for Saturday.
Yes, you know what? I'm about to so you're on live, Emma E2K. I'm on Instagram, Emma E2K Live, and you're also live on the radio. What do you want to tell the people?
Hey, Saturday.
Really? Jeez. That's what you want to tell the people?
No, I'm just, you know, giving a hand out to help her in her beautiful home, you know. And I give praise to the Lord because everything he's opening my doors again. And, you know, he never shut them. He never shut them down. He just, you know, hey, you need to wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee, okay?
Absolutely.
So I'm doing, you know, and I praise him every day, man. Every day he's so awesome. He is
absolutely
so awesome and lovable. And I give thanks to him a lot every day, every night, wherever I go.
But let me ask you a question, because you have a son, right? And so I'm talking about for women, for mothers and fathers, to instead of raising their boys to be these tough men, like be a man, to raise them how to be leaders. Like, we have to start pouring into them and letting them know that they lead by example. They need to do it, and then, you know, tell their families, look, I'm doing this, so now you follow me. Not, oh, you better do this, and I'm not going to do anything. What do you think about that as far as the way you pour into your son?
You have, I mean, like you said it yourself, you have to teach him the correct way. And, you know, he doesn't have to be a follower. He just has to go, hey, these are the right things to do the right way. If I do not do it the right way, there are consequences behind them. So, you know, once they follow the right steps and everything, they're going to, and, you know, you have to show them. You do have to show them. But you cannot. You cannot. And I will not. And I would say, you know, there's things that I don't do in front of him because I don't want him to learn that bad habit that I have. Like, especially smoking. I stopped smoking this weekend at Emma's house. Yes, I did. And, you know, and he, yep. And he's been telling me, Daddy, you know, you need to stop smoking. I'm not going to smoke because that's not bad for you. That's bad for you. And you know what? I didn't do it only for in day life and lead them the right way in life, because life, you know, it has its turnarounds. But if you correct them from all the bad habits and everything, and you don't do nonsense like some fathers and, you know, mothers, it goes both ways. But I teach them the right things in life. I don't judge them, and I don't, you know, I don't bark at him because he do something wrong. I talk to him and tell him, hey, son, this ain't the right way to do that. You know, there are consequences right behind if you do not follow the steps of God, not my steps. Of God.
Right.
And he's like, Dad, what
amen.
You mean? I said, read the Bible and you will find out what this man wants out of you in life. He, whatever, what the, his words in the Bible are truly, truly correct 100%. So there's people
right.
like myself. I did not follow the word of God. And I let myself into a lot of holes. But what I had to do, cover the patch and move on. So I won't commit that same error that I did in life.
Right.
And, you know, hey, just listen to your leader. I was telling him, listen to your leader. Daddy, who's your leader? Who's my leader? I am, and God is your primary leader. Because with his
Amen.
Words, you will do everything correct in life.
That's right. That's good.
And that's
good.
All I have to say to him, man.
That's the message.
You already know, girl.
Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you for that morning word of wisdom. But I'm going to have to put you on hold and go to my phone lines because I got about maybe 10 more minutes left to the show.
Time to go make
the sandwich.
I got to go to work. I love you.
I love you, too. Have an amazing day. So that was my brother there dropping some jewels, man. Let's go back to the phone line. 347, good morning, y'all. With M-A-U-K, please.
Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning, my queen. Queen, salute to you.
Salute. How you? Can you hear me good? Because I'm in the basement.
Yes.
Working.
I can hear you good. And you're also on live on Instagram on my channel, Emma E2K. So say hello to the people.
Oh. Hi, everyone. I didn't hear what's going on. Where's the topics today? I couldn't
okay.
hear. You know, I'm working.
Okay. So the topic is, good morning, Purdue. Good morning, Aluwalu. I can't read that out, but good morning, guys. Thank you for tuning in. So the topic is about encouraging and motivating mothers and fathers to teach our boys, right, how to become leaders mm-hmm. as opposed to men. Like, even in our Latin culture, right, we get caught up with, oh, these boys, they have to be men. They're going to be men. And we teach them not to cry. Oh, don't cry because you're a man. A four-year-old, you know, or something, oh, suck it up. You're a man. You're a man. They're not men.
That's
They're
true.
Boys. And we need to learn to pour into them and teach them how to be leaders. So what the leader looks like is teaching them, okay, you go out there, you're the provider of the family. You got to work, and you got to set great examples so then your wife and your children could follow along. Not that all of a sudden you're a leader and you tell your wife, oh, you better do this, oh, you better do that, and you're doing it with malice and you're doing it with hatred as opposed to with love because you're trying to guide your family in a healthy way. So what do you think about that? Because you have a son as well. How do you pour into your son to teach him how to be a leader as opposed to this man image that we give our falsely our boys? And then when they get teenagers and they, you know, be like, oh, I'm a man. You know, we're like, you're not a man. But we're telling them from 4 or 5 years old that they're the men. So, chime in.
I don't really want to go in. I mean, I think right now men got the end, they're shorter than the stick, and it comes with our culture and how we raise them. I don't teach my children to throw anything in and not to cry because they're a man. No, because to me, emotions, we're human beings and we all have emotions. And men do feel just like we feel. You know, they're not as sensitive in the outside as we are. But that doesn't mean that they don't have any feelings. So I don't deal with that. You're a man, you don't cry. No. If you have to cry, cry it over and let it go. No, I don't want them to be what's the right terminology? I don't want them to be now I'm stuck with the right terminology because the terminology that I want to... Huh?
You don't want them to be soft because in our Latin culture, and I'm going to speak for me.
I don't want them to be soft. Now, showing your emotions doesn't mean, I mean, having emotions doesn't mean you're soft.
Right.
Because we all have them. So having emotions doesn't mean you're soft. I really don't want much. A man is supposed to be the head of the family.
Right.
Like the mother is supposed to be the heart of the family that keeps everything together. But I'm trying to get my daughters and I'm working together, you know. But I don't teach my kids.
Can a boy understand that he doesn't have to be like aggressive to lead? He can be loving. He could be loving and still lead his family the way he needs to, you know, and provide for his family. He doesn't have to be nasty. He doesn't have to say, oh, I'm a man.
You get more with honey than you get with lemon.
There you go.
You get more with honey. Oh. You don't have to be, I mean, being aggressive doesn't mean you're a good leader at all.
Right.
It's just mean you got issues. So to me, that just means you got issues. So you could lead. To lead, you don't need aggressiveness. Sometimes, and you know, I noticed that with Matthew. When sometimes he drives me crazy and I yell at him, he kind of blocks me out. But when I sit down with him and I talk to him, he understands me to the point, and it gets to him so much that he gets teary-eyed when I try to reprimand him. So it's the same way. It's just sometimes... Oh, man, I just came out of the basement. I'm sorry. It's just sometimes you don't need to be aggressive. You don't need to be rah-rah or to do anything. You could lead without and having feelings, too, and being considerate. Being considerate to the next person is having. It's showing emotions. Being thoughtful of somebody else is showing emotions. It's not my way or the highway.
So
that's emotion.
I have a lot of male friends. They're like, oh, but, you know, you women, when you're single and when you get in a relationship, you don't want to be submissive. Listen, A woman will only be submissive when she feels she trusts and is comfortable with the person that's leading them.
But what is submissive to you, though?
Submissive is if I know that my husband, right, my husband is and this is in the Bible, my husband is the leader of my family, right? Submissive means that I don't every time he tries to do things with my family, I'm not putting a dead stop to it. Oh no, we're not doing that. Submissive is like, okay, let me go with to see what he's doing. Oh, you want us to go to church all night? Let's try it. Let's see it. Come on, children. You know, I'm gonna do my part. That's submissive. Now I don't mean submissive.
Okay, because
like
you know, submissive could be different things for a lot of people. You understand?
Right.
So that's how I say what is submissive to you. Because to me, submissive is I have no word. To me, submissive is you have no say. He leads, you follow. In my thing is that we communicate, we sit down, we talk. Yes, sometimes he will know best. Then I do, and I will follow. But that to me is partnership. Like partnership is we come together as a unit to move forward. Because as a unit, we take care of the household.
Mm-hmm.
So as a unit, we come together. So submissive to me, it's totally different. Then, you know, I'm not going to go against the grain. I'm not going to always fight what you're trying to do for us that will benefit us and that we discuss. No, but that's a submissive. I could never be a submissive woman that be like, okay, baby, how high do you want me to jump? No, we communicate.
Well, this is what I'm saying, going back to how the man leads. You know, because there's some men that take it from the Bible like, oh, it says in the Bible that I need to lead, so you better do this and jump and whatever. And that's where they get it wrong. That's not what it says.
It says in the Bible, doesn't it say in the Bible, and I don't know the Bible, but doesn't the Bible say that the man provides, but we both providing, so I'm not getting it.
Correct. In this new age, in time. So again, this is what I'm talking about. For a man, if you want to grab that title of "oh, I'm the leader," okay, but you gotta fulfill all that. You gotta be the provider. You gotta, lead in love. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's not just
live with caring, live with thoughtfulness, lead being caring, being thoughtful, being considerate. Now, we cannot use, and I see a lot of people and use the Bible. Oh, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. Okay, we're going to use the Bible for some other things, but we don't use the Bible for others. So if we're going to talk about the Bible, let's do the Bible all the way. Because I see many men that be like, oh, no, you're supposed to do this, but they're out there fornicating. So we cannot use the Bible for everything we want now.
You're correct. You're absolutely
so, and then the woman got to stay still because, that's your husband, and the Bible says that let's do the Bible. If we're going to walk on the Bible, let's walk on the Bible all the way through. If not,
amen.
Then don't talk to me about the Bible. That's what I would tell a man. I'm sorry.
No, and this is what I was saying. Like, there's some men that, by the way, jump to that. Oh, but in the Bible it says, because, I'm Christian, right? So I'm a Christian walk. So all of a sudden, that throws me a lot. I know it's all, but in the Bible it says you got to be submissive. And and in the Bible also says that the man's supposed to lead and provide. But if I'm providing for myself and I'm doing everything for myself, you can't just come into my home and be like, do this, do that, when I say, and you're sitting on my sofa. That's just not
That's my thing. But you see, in a household, we both provide, we all come together because it's a partnership. At the end of the day, it's a partnership. We discuss the bills the same way we're going to discuss what's going to be our next move, the savings, what our goals, and so on and so on, as a unit. So submissive to me, it's a very strong word. It's just like beautiful. People, beauty is, relevant. It's how you see beauty, I might not find beauty. You know what I mean? It's the same way with submissive. So what submissive is to you, what submissive is to somebody else, I don't know. Now, we provide, we come together. There's a lot of relationships that Just because we provide together doesn't mean you're not the king of the castle. Yes, you are the king, but respect me as the queen.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay. So, I have like less than a minute to the show. So, thank you for calling in.
All right,
thank
baby.
You for shining. Like always, I love you. Have an amazing day.
I love you
too.
Have a great week.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you for calling, sis. Queen Salute again. Thank you, everybody, for that logged in on the IG, that called in, that just listened through the airwaves. I have one quick thing to read in less than a minute. I pray to be able to do this. And then everybody can just, okay. So I want to talk about forgiveness really quickly. It seems like most families and many circles of friends contain at least two people who aren't speaking to one another and haven't for years. Perhaps you know someone. Perhaps you are someone in this situation. Occasionally, the offense itself is truly unforgivable. Abuse, betrayal, or complete disregard. Other times, and considerably more often, even the people involved admit the silliness of the quarrel and are no longer angry about it. But they're still angry with the person. What do we gain? What do we gain when we hold on to bitterness? Bitterness, when we refuse to let go of anger, what do we find in our cleansing? It's anger. While an offense may be unforgivable, no person is. Jesus proved that when he died for all of us. And here's a fact often overlooked, especially by those of us who seem to like our little balls of anger. God withholds our forgiveness until we have forgiven others. Ouch! When you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you sins. Mark 11:25. Sisters, let us encourage one another and ourselves to believe what Scripture tells us. Together, let's open our hands and surrender our grudges and ask the Father to refill us with peace. And with this, I leave you, my beautiful and amazing listening audience. May you have a great, great day, but an amazing, amazing week. Stay blessed, be loved, be kind to others. And one day, that kindness will come back to you. Have a good day.